WNBC, New York. NBC Monitor News on the hour. Here's William Rittauer.
Radio Hanoi claims 8 American planes were shot down today. A North Vietnamese radio broadcast declared the U.S. planes snaked into the capital at different altitudes from many directions, but were met with a hail of deadly fire from anti-aircraft units. The broadcast claimed Hanoi itself was bombed. It said there were many civilian casualties. Yesterday, U.S. pilots attacked Hanoi's railroad bridge over the Red River on the direct route to Red China. North Vietnam said they made another attempt to destroy the bridge today. The Air Force officially confirmed for the first time today it is bombing communist targets in neutral Laos on a daily basis and has been doing so for 3 years. The main targets are described as the Ho Chi Minh trails that wind from North Vietnam through Laos into South Vietnam. The Air Force said the raids were being conducted at the request of the Royal Laotian government. President Johnson received an optimistic report on the war from Army Chief of Staff General Harold Johnson. General Johnson returned from an 11-day tour of Vietnam to report that under present circumstances, 45,000 or more additional U.S. troops should be sufficient to see us through a solution. South Vietnam's Premier Ky says U.S. congressmen are unfairly accusing him of rigging the September elections. He suggests they come see the situation themselves. The country's civilian presidential candidates have decided to resume their campaigning, although they say Ky and Chief of State Tu have not yet met their demands to assure a free and fair election. More news in a moment after this message.
If you know someone who works in a retail store, ask him what kind of on-the-job benefits he receives. Is he assured union-negotiated pay increases? Is he assured vacations with pay, health and welfare protection? Is he assured security through job seniority and pensions? There are retail store employees, over 500,000 of them, throughout the United States and Canada, who can answer yes to all these questions. These retail store employees are members of the RCIA, the Retail Clerks International Association, proud, respected citizens of their communities who enjoy a high standard of living made possible through peaceful union collective bargaining. If you would like more information about this strong, dynamic union that for 79 years has been dedicated exclusively to the welfare of the retail store workers of America, check your telephone directory for the local retail clerks union in your community or write to the Retail Clerks International Association, Washington, D.C., 20036. Once again, William Rittauer.
Soviet Premier Kosygin has sent a stiff personal note to Red Chinese Premier Zhou Enlai protesting mob attacks on a Russian freighter. Mobs of Red Guards have made two assaults on the ship Svirsk at the Manchurian port of Dai Ren and arrested her captain. In a virtual ultimatum to Zhou, Premier Kosygin indicated that if the attacks are not halted and the ship's captain released, the Soviet Union may sever trade relations with China. In Hong Kong, British police used tear gas to repulse new mob attacks on a border station. Communists swarmed across the border again today, hurling stones at Hong Kong police and border guards. The communist Chinese have opened a new propaganda attack on a third front, their southwestern neighbor, Burma. A report from Wells Hangen, NBC News, Hong Kong.
Peking propaganda attacks on Burma have now reached such frenzy that diplomats here think armed Chinese incursions into Burma may be in the offing. The aim would be to teach Premier Ne Win's government a painful lesson of the kind the Chinese administered to the Indians in 1962. Peking now accuses encouraging the Burmese to bait China. Wells Hangen, NBC News, Hong Kong.
Rescue workers in Lenoir, West Virginia, continued efforts this afternoon to free 15-year-old Leonard Boyce, buried by rock falls for more than a day in a sandstone well. New Cavins have thwarted efforts so far to reach him. Three of the Republican Party's leading moderates issued a joint statement today, declaring they share deeply a desire to help Michigan Governor George Romney win the 1968 GOP presidential nomination. The three are New York Governor Rockefeller, Rhode Island Governor Chaffee, and former Pennsylvania Governor Scranton. They are meeting with Romney at a summer resort home on Michigan's Mackinac Island. Negotiators for the United Auto Workers Union indicate a strike against at least one of the big three automakers is growing more likely. No progress reported so far on averting a possible strike in about 3 weeks. Repeating the top story of this hour, Hanoi anti-aircraft crews claim they shot down 8 American planes today. This is William Rittauer, NBC News, Washington.
Listen again on the hour for NBC Monitor News.
Metropolitan Area News next on The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York. A spectacular show in a spectacular setting. That's Guy Lombardo's hit musical, Arabian Nights, at the Jones Beach Theater. free dancing after the performance. Call 516-CASTLE-1-1000 for reservations. At 5:05, it's 76 degrees in New York City. This is Radcliffe Hall with the latest news of the metropolitan area. Lightweight boxing champion Carlos Ortiz got a chance to fight City Hall today as Mayor Lindsay showed up at one of his sparring sessions in East Harlem. The mayor referred the sparring for a few minutes, and then he upstaged a Negro political protester who was quickly silenced by the crowd. Federal and city officials have approved the water off Great Kills Beach on Staten Island as suitable for bathing. Meanwhile, the surf off Jones Beach and four other Long Island beaches was still for wading only, as the lifeguards continued their strike for more pay. Unity between Negroes and Puerto Ricans to improve their lives was the theme of two Manhattan conferences today. One was the first joint meeting of the Puerto Rican Forum and the New York Urban League, and the other a gathering of East Harlem residents sponsored by Columbia University and 30 New York businesses. The Montreal Limited, bound for Expo 67, collided with a freight train on a siding at Saratoga Springs today, ripping up 400 feet of track, killing at least two passengers and injuring 40. Meanwhile, a Long Island man has been charged with extortion in connection with the Saratoga jewel theft. Police arrested Frank Barnes of Amityville on charges of asking $35,000 for the return of Mrs. Cornelius Vanderbilt Whitney's jewels, valued at more than $780,000. Present temperature is 76 degrees in New York. It's partly cloudy, humidity 56%. Wind is from the northeast at 9 miles an hour. Cloudy and cool with a chance of light rain developing tonight, lowest between 60 and 65 degrees. Cloudy and cool with periods of rain likely Sunday, continuing into Sunday night and Monday. Temperatures remaining in the 60s Sunday with little change Sunday night and Monday. That's the news and weather to this moment. Next news from the NBC newsroom at 5:30.
Just leave your doll out of the tears on a tooth. Lean back and stay a while now with his monitor. But
Jim Backus, your host on Monitor this Saturday. I'm sitting in for Ed McMahon, who's gone to the Allentown Fair. He's appearing there on the stage with Johnny Carson. We're going to hear about another big summer event in this half hour, a tobacco auction in Statesboro, Georgia. I'm going to bid on some music here by the Doodletown Pipers. Summertime, summertime.
Summertime, one, summertime, twice, going, 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 going. To the monitor.
Summertime. if you haven't bought that new car yet, you've waited till just the right time. Your Olds dealer's annual year-end sale. You get the extra value built into every new Olds at an extra low sales price. This holds good for every Rocket in stock. Elegant 98s, front-wheel drive Toronados, value-packed Delmont 88s, luxurious Cutlass Supremes. See the Yes Man, your Oldsmobile dealer, now during his year-end sale. Save yourself a bundle on a 67 Rocket.
Monitor on stage. Star performances recorded live in leading theaters and nightclubs all across the country. Today, Shelley Berman with one of his classic telephone routines.
I wonder if I could have a telephone number, please. Yes, that's why I called. Well, the name of the party is Sally Jones. Jones. Certainly, that's J-O-A-N apostrophe S.
I know, it's not her fault. Her parents were uneducated.
Jones. Certainly, that's J as in jail, O as in over, A as in able, N as in needle, S as in soap dish. Soap dish.
Soap.
Dish. All right. S as in sober. O as in oak. A as in anxious. P as in pump handle. D as a pump handle. Pump handle? P as in full room. U as in underwear. M as in mau mau. P as in poker face. H as poker face. Poker face? P, as in psychosis. O, as in Oedipus. K, as in knickknack. E, as in euphemism. Euphemism. E, as in eulogy. U, as in operator. Operator. Can we stop for just a second, please? Tell me, do you by any chance recall the name of the party I was calling? I don't.
Completely gone. I remember the first name is Sally, but the last name just...
No, that's not her name. The little sound I was making. No, I don't think it was Oedipus, no. That doesn't sound right either somehow. Sally, Mau Mau. It was a very simple name. It was something like Smith or Jones or... Oh, my goodness, that's it, isn't it? Would you look that up, please? No, just spell it the simple way. S-M-I-T-H. Thank you very much. Oops, hello there. Operator. Oops, there. Operator. Oops, there. Oops, there. Oops, there. It was me. I was just saying oops. You deposited my dime. Yes, you did. Look, I don't want to contradict you, Hank, but you see, I'm pretty sure the dime went down into the bottom of the box. Well, you see, I know that sound. Well, you know the funny sound a dime makes when it goes from the top down into the bottom of the... Well, sort of like a chablunk. Chablunk. I can't spell that word. Well, first of all, I don't know what letter to use for chug.
Operator, I need help. Desperately. Now, if you can't help me, would you let me speak to somebody who can help me, please? Thank you very much.
Hello, operator. Say, you sound pretty sympathetic. What is your name, please? Miss Freud? Well, I wonder...
I wonder if you could help me, Miss Freud. Yes, I am rather unhappy. Yes, I would like to talk about it. No, as I recall, I got along pretty well with my mother. I don't think I was any more affectionate to my hobby horse than most children. Well, sometimes I feel the telephone company's out to get me. I see, are you holding it in front of your phone? Well, the thing is, it's pretty difficult to describe an ink block unless you could see it face to face. See what I mean? What does it look like to you? Listen, operator.
Operator, couldn't you extend yourself? Let me have this call. It's really very urgent. Thank you very much. Sally Jones. No, I don't know the address. Well, would it help if I described her? Well, she's about, I say, about 25. Oh, about 125 pounds. Yes, on the back of her left hand. An eagle. Yes. Let's see if I have that now. That's Weltschmerz 2. Go ahead, please. Oh, just Weltschmerz 2? Yes, I'll listen for the dial tone and thank thee with all my heart.
Hello, Sally. Hi, this is me, Franz. Franz?
Franz. Well, F as in fathead. Oh, goodbye, Sally.
Goodbye, Shelley. Shelley Berman for Monitor on Stage. You're on the go with Monitor, your music and information center.
Running out of interesting things to do? Today, why not take in a good gas station? Pop into Citgo, the little different gas station. Get to know your car a little better. Get some Citgo driving tips. Do a little window shopping. Plan a trip. Or just relax a few minutes in a gas station that's just a bit nicer. Citgo. You may not want to live there, but it's a nice place to visit.
At 16 minutes past the hour, you're on the Monitor Beacon.
The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York.
Every White Rock fruit flavor is for real, just like biting into plump, luscious fruit, because White Rock never uses artificial flavors. Want a taste of real fruit flavor? Get White Rock.
Hey there, White Rock girl, bubbly, exciting White Rock girl. You're the girl who's always zingy, swingy, and sparkling. You're sparkling, White Rock girl.
We have some very good news. Young Leonard Boyce is out of the well that caved in on him when he was trying to clean it. And we're going to have a Monitor report in a few minutes. Monitor music now with the sensible title of Happy. As for the name of the group that sings it, however, well, that is another matter. They're called the Blades of Grass. I don't know why either, friends, but go ahead, boys. Mow them down. Monitor News Special. The 15-year-old boy Leonard Boyce has been rescued from a collapsed well in Lenore, West Virginia. And here's a report from Charles Ryan.
15-year-old Leonard Boyce is safely out of a 12-foot well he was entombed in for 24 hours. The boy was freed from the well shortly after 5 o'clock. Ambulances immediately rushed him to a hospital for treatment. He looked pale and drawn when rescue workers finally freed him from the well he first entered Friday night with the purpose of cleaning the encasement. He was alert. He asked only for food when he was first brought from the well. Applause and shouts of joy went up from the crowd as the boy appeared at the rescue opening. Shortly before the boy was brought out, police officers asked for silence, and the crowd waited in hushed anticipation. Policemen, relatives, and onlookers expressed relief in their faces as the ambulance pulled away. The vigil that began 24 hours ago has ended with Leonard. alive and apparently well. Charles Ryan, reporting from Lenora, West Virginia.
That was a Monitor News special. My wife, Henny, and I, well, we like to go to auctions. And we've never been to one like these goings-on down Georgia way these here days.
The chant of the auctioneer is a familiar sound these days in the tobacco-growing areas. It's market time for this cigarette-type leaf and payday for the thousands of farmers. This is a typical scene of the large warehouse. It's hot here, but these people are accustomed to the heat. For many farmers, this is the main crop.
What is your name, sir?
Douglas Finch.
How much tobacco did you bring in here today, Doug?
I got about 3,600 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Have you sold it yet?
Not yet.
How much will you have this year altogether, you think?
I hope to have about 11,000 pounds. That's what I'm shooting for.
Do you grow other crops, Doug?
Yes, I have cotton, corn, peanuts, and livestock.
Well, if you have 11,000 pounds of tobacco, that's must be your main money crop.
Well, this year it will have to be. That's right, yes.
White settlers first learned from the Indians how to grow tobacco, and though methods of cultivation have achieved some degree of sophistication through the years, the whole family finds itself involved.
Now, who is that young lady right there?
Nan Jones.
Nan, is this your first trip to the tobacco warehouse?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
You mean yes, sir?
Yes, sir.
Well, how do you like it?
Fine.
Some of the older children get involved in the responsibility for selling as well as growing the tobacco.
What is your name, young lady?
Beverly Sanders.
Beverly, are you a tobacco farmer?
Well, I guess you could say that.
You live on a farm?
Yes, sir. We work in tobacco all summer.
Does it get pretty hot out there in those tobacco fields?
Very hot. Especially when you don't want to be out there, but you have to be.
So this is a pretty important day for you, isn't it?
It is for me, especially because I'm up here by myself today, selling it.
Are you really?
Yes, sir.
Well, how do you know? That's is this your first time to do that?
Well, I've been up here before, but I haven't ever done it by myself. It turned out pretty well.
Uh-huh. Have you sold it already?
Yes, sir.
What did you get?
We had 8 sheep, and we had 61 for one, 62 for one, 71 for one, and 74 for five.
Uh-huh. And how old are you?
16.
16 years of age and already selling the family's crop of tobacco. I think that's putting real trust in your young people.
Since it is a family project, the whole family is entitled to a celebration when the crop is sold. In many cases, this means a first trip for the small fry to eat at an expensive restaurant. But wouldn't you know it,
who is that young fella?
Mom, and you know what I would like? I would like a hot dog.
You would? Great day in the morning. Always one in every crowd.
While the auction is going on, many of the old-timers exchange yarns about the old days, but all they had to show for the crop was a very few dollars.
Your name, sir?
J.I. Smith.
How many years you been growing tobacco?
About 30.
Well, I imagine you've seen some changes in this warehouse in 30 years, haven't you?
Yes, sir, I have. I sure have. I sold tobacco right here the first year I growed it for 3 cents a pound. That'll bring 70 cents today.
My, what a change.
Yes, the tobacco markets have changed, and for the better. This market at Statesboro, Georgia, will continue a beehive of activity for about a month. And during that time, it and the other 27 in Georgia and Florida will have poured some $90 million into the economy of this region. This is Burl Womack for Monitor.
What'd he say?
Thank you.
That was Up, Up, Up and Away by the Sounds of Our Times. If that didn't wake you up, this will.
Helen, I'm home. What's for supper? Hey, you're sure bright-eyed. I'd be bored to death with this housework routine day after day.
Busy mothers, women who can't afford to be dull, sharpen their wits with No-Doze. No-Doze Keep Alert tablets or new chewable mints, safe as coffee, help you keep up with people and conditions around you. So to fight off afternoon letdown,
sharpen your wits with No-Doze. No-Doze keeps you alert.
Okay, wide awake listeners, WTBO Cumberland is your NBC station serving Western Maryland, Southern Central Pennsylvania, and Northern West Virginia. And this is Eastern, what am I saying? California, Jim Backus, back with more of Monitor shortly.
This is Sandy Koufax. Join me later today when my guest will be Jim Mudcat Grant on NBC Monitor.